Everything Fraser Coast. Today I'm joined with by Kat Taylor, who I discovered locally just recently is the local coordinator for Lids for Kids.
Yes.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
I hope I got all that right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so you shared something to the Facebook group, Everything Fraser Coast. And I was a little bit slow in getting back to you, but I said, I need to talk to you. I hadn't seen this before. Can you tell me about Lids for Kids?
Okay, yes. Lids for Kids was originally started by a fellow in Canberra called Tim Miller. He has the Holden Rally team, Lids for Kids group.
Yeah.
And because he can't work anymore, so he's a full-time dad, and he started a few community projects throughout Canberra to help the community and recycle and things like that. Yeah. And during that, he's found that the lids on all the recyclable containers go to landfill. They don't get recycled.
Really? That's incredible, because when I do my recycling at home, I'm sorry about that background noise. Ruby has decided now is the time to wrestle with Goldie, her teddy bear. Okay, so when I recycle my lids, I take them off, but I put them all in with my other recycled bottles into the recycled bin. Are you saying that taking them off doesn't make any difference?
None at all, no.
So no. If I leave them on the bottles, then the recycling unit has to take them off and they still go into landfill?
That's right.
Wow.
Yes, because they're too small and the bottles get crushed and everything like that.
Okay.
So they remove the lids, but they're too small by themselves to go into any process.
Okay, so how do lids go towards helping kids? And why does us collecting lids to give to you to send down south, how does that help kids?
Well, we collect lids from all sorts of bottles, and they get shredded up and turned into filament. And a non-for-profit organisation called Envision Hands in Melbourne are 3D printing mobility aids out of the filament from plastic lids to help children.
So the mobility aids so I understand the process. So the lids are collected, they're rinsed, I guess counted and sorted by you and your team.
Yes,
or volunteers.
Correct. Yes.
All around Australia, or maybe, yep, but yep. They're all sent to one central place. And then when Envision Hands needs stock of filament, Lids for Kids are supplying the lids which get turned into the filament.
That's right, yes.
How awesome is that?
It's great.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of a look on the Lids for Kids page on Facebook, and you can see the pictures there of the children with different, you know, the end product of the mobility aids.
That's right, yes.
And they look, the kids look happy and just fantastic. And I think I saw a Batman one.
That's right,
printed.
Yes.
So there's obviously black and yellow lids there.
Yeah, they get to design sort of ideas on what they want their hands to look like. And so they're happy, you know.
Yeah.
They want something that's going to be fun and enjoyable.
So the lids have been turned into something benefiting back the community. It's also reducing landfill. Do you have any idea of the volume of landfill that's saved?
Well, for us on the Fraser Coast, yeah, we've saved over 70,000 lids, and that equates to over 90 kilos now of lids of plastic that we have removed from landfill and saved from landfill.
Yeah, to me that sounds like a lot when you think that's just lids. But when you multiply that, you've only been going since when?
Since May, okay. I think it is.
Yeah, so since May.
This year.
And if you look at that throughout all the areas in Australia that they're collecting lids, it's massive.
It is. And it is. We've already smashed Tim's first goal of saving 500,000 lids from landfill, and Envision. Their goal was to reach 1 million lids. They're at 3 million lids now.
Wow. But this story even gets better, because you mentioned to me that disadvantaged people are trained in the 3D printing process.
Yes.
With Envision Hands.
Yes. Envision Hands helps to employ and teach, train disadvantaged people to be able to use the 3D printers and obviously the software used to create the hands.
Yeah.
And give them jobs and to help other children and help other people with a disability.
That's incredible. There's so many, there's nothing negative happening in this space. And like even the plastic's a problem for the environment, but at least it's being repurposed into something useful.
Yes.
And adding quality of life to children.
That's
and
right.
Families, obviously, but children importantly.
Yes.
So Kat, where can we return? Well, where, okay, so me, I've started, since I met you, recently, I've started collecting my lids.
Oh, wonderful.
And very small, like probably a coffee cup worth so far.
Every lid counts.
But I've been washing them. And it's actually interesting because you said about sorting into colours for filaments. So I'm going to sort mine for you and count them.
Oh, thank you.
So you don't have to then wash, sort and count mine. You can just add my quantity to what's already counted. And I'm actually quite, well, it is interesting about how many different types of lids that I have in my, like it's not just the milk, there's, I've got a black one there, oh, I think I bought a iced coffee or something, oh, there's a black lid.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you get a lime milk, it's, oh, there's a lime lid, it's quite exciting.
It is. You seem to see them everywhere once you start.
Yeah, I remember thinking as I was washing it, oh, this could turn into a black, you know, a black hand or a black, or oh, anything, whatever that's going to be created into, I think it's lovely. So what about schools? Are schools collecting the lids for you?
Yes, we do have schools on board and kindies, and they're collecting their lids. Some are wanting to get on board further by helping with sorting and counting lids. So some are actually looking for help with ideas on how to get that started.
Yep.
in their schools.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And is that primary or secondary schools that you're talking to?
Mainly primary at the moment, but we do have Hervey Bay High on board.
Yep.
So we are getting high schools.
That's fantastic because from the high school perspective, giving back to community, there's a lot of learning in that.
Absolutely.
And every little job helps, the bigger picture. And for the younger children, well, I guess there's a lot of counting and colours and a lot of educational benefits there too.
Yes, absolutely. You've got your sight colours, the counting, adding, the cognitive help. It's just keeps going on the possibilities on how it can actually educationally help the children.
And competitively.
All grades.
You could have challenges of which grade gets the most lids.
That's right, yes.
All of a sudden the tuck shop sales go up on, you know, bottled drinks.
Bottled drinks.
Well, there's a win for the tuck shop.
That's right.
So do you need any help with Kat locally with lids for kids or are you under control there other than collecting, saving our lids?
I do actually need help. I need an area coordinator in Maryborough. More than one would be wonderful.
Yes. Shout out to Maryborough.
Yes, please, guys. Just need more actual public collection points in all over the Fraser Coast.
Okay.
Need coordinators in Tyro and all the small areas around so that we can all coordinate the lids and get them all added into the Fraser Coast total count.
Yep. Okay. So you're the best point of contact?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And on the blog, I hopefully we can share drop-off points.
Yes.
For where locally in the Fraser Coast region you can at the moment get your lids handed in. And if you've got any trouble with getting to those points, just get in touch with Kat. I'm sure she'll be able to help you one way or another.
Absolutely.
And please, if you've got a business or a community group where you've got a point where maybe it's convenient for people to call in. And remember, this is bringing people in too.
That's so right. Customers
business,
for you.
If I was a little business, I'd be thinking, hey, oh, yeah, we'll collect your lids. And really, at the very least, all they have to do is store them out the back until you come to pick them up, right?
That's right, yes.
So the other extra little things are just if you're able to and it's appreciated. So Kat Taylor, Lids for Kids, she's the local coordinator. Check out the blog for all the contact details and please share this post far and wide because it's as far as a volunteer organization, you're benefiting the community, you're benefiting the environment. The community is like, there's so many layers, like we just went through.
Yes.
Employment for disadvantaged people, there's, you know, the outcomes for quality of life for their children and their families.
Yes, so that's right.
It's wonderful.
Yes, and we're always looking for ideas on what else we can use the LIDS for. What other projects that can help the environment or disability children, all that sort of stuff. Ideas that our LIDS can help. We are open to more ideas for what they can be used for.
Yeah, I'd really like to talk to Envision Hands about how hard would it be to set up something similar up this way. So not necessarily doing what they do, but using that technology. I would love to talk to them about that, so you might be able to connect me with them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. There are a few colleges around Australia, schools and stuff like that, that are actually collecting the LIDS and printing their own mobility aids and other stuff, like tiles and all that sort of stuff.
Fabulous.
That can be used. So there are a few different communities on board that are using the LIDS as well. So LIDS for Kids will be happily to supply filament to people, that non-for-profit organisation groups that will use them for a sustainable project.
Yeah, repurpose them. Actually, it's interesting because I was thinking in the back of my head, that's a lot of mobility aids when you're talking the volume of filament.
Well, that's right.
So, you know, we like to think that we don't need that many in Australia.
Well, out of 70,000 LIDS that the Fraser Coast has saved, that can help up to 140 children.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that. That puts it in perspective.
It does. It sort of helps you sort of catch the idea that, you know, 70,000 LIDS.
Yes, this is significant.
Absolutely.
Do you have any idea how long it takes to actually print?
There is a bit of a process involved. There are certain requirements and movement needs and stuff like that that have to be met for them to actually be able to work properly.
Yes.
So,
So I guess that's an open-ended question.
Yes.
Impossible to answer.
Yes, basically.
So I think what a lovely thing that you're doing, Kat.
Thank you.
I'm happy to share whatever I can for you into the future. And, you know, I wish you well. And I can't wait to see or hear. Just let me know when you get to 100,000 LIDS.
I will indeed. Easy.
Yeah, that'll
not
be
a problem.
Great. I think we need to celebrate.
I think so too. Yeah. I think that's a great accomplishment.
We'll have a little local celebration. But we won't drink out of plastic.
No, that's right.
Thank you very much, Kat.
Thanks for having me.